Bangers and mash,
minestrone,
bangers and mash,
macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash, me mother used to make. Bangers and mash,
minestrone,
bangers and mash,
macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bangers and mash, me mother used to make.
There's this bloke hanging on the side.
What sort of a bloke?
He's wearing trainers.
Trainers?
And a black coat.
What about his face?
What about his face?
Well, did he look scary?
I don't know. It depends what you're afraid of.
Juan Jose.
Yes?
Can you just give this a stir while I go and take a look?
Have you seen the cabbage blade for the grater?
No. Nobody can find it. I think he's gone for a good.
Then we need to get a new one.
Oh, we haven't got any money.
How much can a cabbage blade cost?
Oh, they're very expensive.
How much?
Oh, you'll be surprised.
How much?
A lot.
You don't know, do you?
No.
You're useless.
You're right. Martina, are we still going tango dancing tonight?
Why wouldn't we be going tango dancing tonight?
Oh, I get scared every time that you'll change your mind.
Why?
Oh, I suppose it's because you might be disappearing soon.
What do you mean?
Oh, you might go back to the convent.
Oh, I see.
You see?
Yeah.
And we're getting so good together. It would be a shame to stop now.
We've only been practicing 3 weeks.
I know. And look how much you've learned.
Well, I definitely won't be going back till we've paid off the 2.5 grand.
We're paying that off in another 3 weeks.
So we've got loads of time.
That's no time at all. You could spend your whole life learning new moves for the tango.
He's gone.
That's he?
Yeah, I had a quick look down the street, but there's no one hanging around.
Maybe he got bored.
How long do you think he was out there?
He was sitting on the wall for at least 1 hour and 20 minutes, because he was there when I arrived at 8, and he was still there when I went out for milk, just now.
You look worried.
Yeah, I am worried.
Why?
Because 1 hour and 20 minutes is a long time to sit on a wall doing nothing.
Maybe he didn't have anything to do.
Where's all the brown bread gone?
Oh, we've used it all up. There's only white slice left.
Why can't he sit in his house and do nothing?
Maybe he hasn't got a house.
Yeah, or maybe someone's trying to intimidate us. Juan Jose, can you grab me the flour?
Si.
Why would anyone want to intimidate us?
Because we owe them 2.5 grand, and they're worried we'll forget about it.
How could we forget about it?
Do you really think that he was one of them?
Yeah, he could be.
He could have been anybody.
Oh, you were the one that said he looked suspicious.
No. I didn't say he looked suspicious. I just said he was sitting on the wall for 1 hour and 20 minutes.
Well, that's suspicious, isn't it?
I don't know.
Oh, I'll get it. Hello, Bangers and Mash. Martina speaking. Oh, hello. Yes. Can you just hold on one moment? Thank you, Jimmy.
Yeah?
What have we got planned in the way of entertainment?
Entertainment?
For the OAP party.
Well, I thought we were just doing the food.
So did I.
Oh, God.
They think we're providing some sort of after-dinner show as well.
How did that happen?
I don't know. What am I going to say?
Well, tell them that we can't confirm who'll be performing right this minute because the... Well, because we can't, and we'll get back to them.
Okay.
We need someone who'll do it for free.
What about Father Harry?
Who's Father Harry?
Oh, we heard him singing 2 weeks ago when we did the food for the show with all these priests, and he was completely amazing. I think he might do it for us.
He might not.
But we can ask him.
No, I don't think he's right.
Oh, he's got a fantastic voice.
He's probably not free anyway.
He sings like Tom Jones.
He sounds perfect. I really don't think we should ask him.
Why?
It's difficult to explain.
Try me.
Well, sometimes he sings like Tom Jones, and sometimes he sings like Leonard Cohen. You see, he's a very intellectual man.
Right.
He studies theology, and he goes through these crises of faith.
Right.
So it's risky.
Would it be so bad if he sang like Leonard Cohen?
Well, I just feel we should provide something bright, you know, and uplifting, because it's meant to be a party.
Anyone got any other suggestions?
I can't think of anyone else who might be willing to do it for free.
Well, how's Father Harry doing at the moment?
He's in a good phase right now.
So do we go for it anyway?
Yeah, it does sound risky. Pass us that spoon, will you, Martin?
Well, if there's a serious earthquake or a plane crash, he could plunge into a depression.
I think he's a great performer, and we should take the risk.
Has Carol rung Father Harry yet?
I don't know.
I wonder if he'll say yes.
Are you angry that I suggested we ask him?
No, of course I'm not angry.
But you're worried?
No.
You are. It is obvious.
No, I'm not. Can you pass me that knife?
The bread knife or the butter knife?
The butter knife.
Ah, here.
Thanks.
When you're worried, you look more pale than normal.
Do I?
Yes. You're quite pale anyway, so when you're worried, you start to look like a ghost.
Great.
No, it's not a bad thing.
It's not?
No, it's a really good thing.
How can it be a really good thing?
Because you look like an English heroine.
An English heroine who's a ghost?
Yes, exactly. You see? You know exactly what I'm talking about.
I'll get it. Hello, Bangers and Mash. Martina speaking. Yes, of course. Hang on a minute. Juan Jose, it's Rachel.
Oh, that's my wife.
Is it?
I don't want to speak to her.
What?
I don't want to speak to her.
Why?
Because we'll have an argument.
How do you know?
Because we always have an argument. The only day we didn't argue was the day we got married, and that was a miracle.
So what am I supposed to say to her?
Tell her I've just gone out to buy some mayonnaise.
I'm not going to lie for you.
Okay.
Where are you going?
To buy some mayonnaise.
Oh. Hello, I'm sorry. He's just gone out to buy some mayonnaise.
Where's Juan Jose gone?
To buy mayonnaise.
Well, you've got stacks of mayonnaise.
I know.
He's off his head.
I know.
Oh, Father Harry's definitely on for the OAP do.
Is he?
Yeah, Carol just spoke to him, and apparently he sounded keen.
Right.
Yeah, and cheerful.
Good.
We've just got to hope there aren't any world-scale disasters between now and Thursday.
Yeah.
I do wonder who that bloke was.
What, the bloke who was hanging round outside?
Yeah.
I don't think he was here for the money.
But what would we do?
When?
If they did want the money back now.
But they don't.
But if they did?
No, it's not going to happen.
It might.
Kingsley said we've got 6 weeks.
Yeah, but Kingsley can get things wrong. He does it all the time.
If they wanted the money back, why haven't they asked us for it?
Oh, I don't know.
Jimmy.
What?
Stop worrying.
Yeah, okay.
Pass me the Branston.
There you are, Branston.
Thanks.
Have you seen any signs from God lately?
Well, I keep dreaming the same dream.
About driving the double-decker bus through the sea and saving loads of people's lives?
Yeah, but I haven't had the chance to save anyone yet.
Give it time.
We've got a problem.
Oh, we've got loads of problems.
No, this is a new one.
What?
That bloke who was hanging on our side.
What about him? Well, what?
He wasn't there to intimidate us about the 2.5 grand. He was there to steal the van.
The van?
Father Bob's van.
He's gone.
Gone?
He's not there.
Well, it was there 15 minutes ago.
But he's not there now.
Oh, I don't believe it.
What are we going to do? What am I going to say to Father Bob?
Oh, I don't know.
He loves that van.
Oh, I can't believe it's gone.
It's terrible.
Oh, we can't do anything without a van.
Why did this have to happen?
I know, just as everything was going okay.
I just don't believe it.
I don't understand.
What don't you understand?
Why would that bloke want to steal our van?
Why wouldn't he want to steal it?
Because he's so uncool.
I'll get it.
Maybe he's not as bothered about being cool as you are.
I'm not bothered about being cool.
Hello, Bangers and Mash, Jimmy speaking.
You're embarrassed to drive it.
Yes, because people might think I'm a Christian.
Juan Jose.
Hmm?
It's your wife.
My wife?
Yeah.
Can you say I'm not here?
Hello, he's not here at the moment. Hang on a minute. Juan Jose.
What?
She doesn't believe me.
Doesn't she?
No.
Oh.
She says it doesn't take that long to walk to the shop, buy mayonnaise and walk back again. And will you pick up the phone?
Right.
Oh, Jimmy.
Yeah, I know.
Hello, Rachel.
So, what are we going to do?
I suppose we ring the police.
What about the sandwiches?
Oh, we'll just have to use a cab.
That'll cost a fortune.
What else can we do?
Okay. Bye-bye. I need to have the afternoon off on Thursday.
Why?
I've got to go and get a divorce.
Oh, are you all right?
Yes, I'm fine. It's good news. I hate my wife.
Oh, don't say that.
It's true.
Don't say it even if it's true.
I don't want to lie to you.
Then don't say anything.
I'm going to ring the police.
I don't know what I'm going to say to Father Bob.
Oh, we'll get it back before Father Bob comes home. Eh?
Hello, my name's Jimmy Valentine.
I'm ringing to report a stolen vehicle.
Oh, I feel like we were looking after his dog and it got run over.
Oh, he's not as bad as that.
Why?
Oh, you can replace a van easier than a dog.
I've spoken to Father Harry. He's still on for tonight and he sounded cheerful.
Oh, that's good.
Let's hope it lasts.
We've got to go and pick up the wine ourselves because they were going to charge us to deliver it, which is completely outrageous, but the wine's dirt cheap.
Right.
Would anyone be free to come with me right now?
Yeah, I could come with you if you hang on 1 minute.
That'd be great. It's only 2 boxes.
How are the books looking?
No, we're looking all right till we lost the van.
Oh, is it making a big difference?
Well, it will do if we carry on forking out for these cab fares.
I don't know what we can do about that.
I mean, we're still getting plenty of response from the ads. The money's coming in. It's just that it's going out again too quickly.
And we've only got 3 weeks left till we have to pay back that 2.5 grand.
Actually, it's 3 weeks and a day.
Bang us a mash.
Minestrone.
Bang us a mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bang us a mash. Me mother used to make.
Martina?
Yeah?
Juan Jose told me that you're a nun.
Did he?
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah, it's true.
Well, I just wanted to apologise for the day that we met.
Why?
Because I was dressed up like a nun.
You don't need to say sorry for that.
But I do, I feel really embarrassed about it. It must have seemed so disrespectful.
It didn't at all.
Must have.
Honestly, Carol, it didn't even cross my mind.
So, are you still going tango dancing with Martina?
Yes. We've been quite a few times now.
Right.
Oh, she's really getting the hang of it.
Is she?
I think she's probably not totally English.
What do you mean?
But if you're really English, you know, you tend to hold back, to dance in the air rather than really with your partner. So I think she's probably a bit Spanish or something.
Right.
What shall I do next?
Do you want to make a start on the apples?
I can't imagine making a commitment like that.
Like what?
Like deciding to become a nun.
I can't imagine deciding to have kids.
Really?
Well, aside from the practical difficulties of being a nun, I just can't imagine taking on that kind of responsibility.
If I thought about the whole responsibility thing long enough, I'd go mad.
What colour would you call these kitchen walls?
What colour?
Yes.
Well, it's hard to say.
They're not white.
No, they're more grey than white.
But you wouldn't call them grey, would you?
No.
I think we should paint them.
Now?
When we got some money and some time.
Right.
We can go to the DIY store. I love going to DIY stores.
Do you?
Oh, yes. They play really tacky music, and you can get some real bargains.
Right.
Are you okay, Jimmy?
Yeah, I'm fine.
I'm not trying to seduce her, you know.
What?
Martina, I'm not trying to seduce her.
I didn't say you were.
No, I was worried that's what you were thinking.
No. What made you think that?
It was your expression. You didn't look happy.
Oh, I'm fine.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. No, I'm fine.
Juan Jose's getting divorced today, isn't he?
Yeah, he is.
It's a funny day.
The day you get divorced?
Yeah.
How long is it since you split up with your husband?
Ooh, must be getting on for 1.5 years.
Right.
At first I was like, oh, this is great. Not so much washing, there's no arguments. Me and the kids can do whatever we want when we want. But now I'm like, God, am I really going to spend the rest of my life on my own? I mean, is that it now?
Oh, I can't believe you haven't got someone madly in love with you.
Oh, I have, but he's horrendous. You all right with that box?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Bit of an awkward size to carry.
Oh, it's okay, really. So, who's this horrendous bloke?
He's my ex-husband's brother, and he thinks he's Billy Idol. Oh.
He's asked me out about 100 times.
But you're not interested.
Oh, I've considered it.
You know, in those really desperate hours, after I've come in from work and I'm knackered, and one of the kids tells me they've been put on suspension or something, but no, I don't fancy him.
And he's your ex-husband's brother.
Exactly. Oh, look, shall we stop for a couple of minutes? Put these boxes down.
Oh, you're right.
I'll tell you who I think's really lovely.
Who?
The health inspector.
The health inspector who threw up?
Yeah.
I mean, he seemed like a really nice person.
Well, he's coming back next week.
I know.
So, there you go.
What?
You should ask him out.
Oh, I'm not going to ask a health inspector out on a date.
Why not?
There's loads of reasons why not.
Name them.
It would be embarrassing.
Right.
He might say no.
He might say yes.
Well, that's another reason not to ask him.
Because he might say yes.
Yes. And he's a Sikh.
Well, what's that got to do with anything?
Well, I don't even know whether he's allowed to go out with a woman who isn't Sikh.
Oh, of course he's allowed.
How do you know?
I'm sure he's allowed.
You see, you don't know.
I'm sure he's allowed to go out with a non-Sikh woman. Marrying him might be a bit more tricky. But I'm sure there'll be no problem just going to the pictures.
So you think I should ask him to go to the pictures? How are you getting on?
All right. Juan Jose's gone to get divorced. He should be back in about an hour. I've nearly done the main courses. It's just the desserts now.
What shall I do?
Can I just finish filling the steak and kidney for me and I'll start on something else?
Yeah, right.
Martina?
Yeah?
You're not Spanish, are you?
Spanish?
Yeah, you know, but not completely Spanish, obviously.
I'm not Spanish at all.
Really?
No, Mum's from Newcastle and my dad's from Leeds. Why?
No reason, really.
It.
Yeah, just about. Everything's in the oven anyway.
Which do you prefer out of cooking and fixing cars?
Cooking.
Really?
Definitely. I wanted to take CSE in domestic science at school, but I couldn't admit it to anyone, including the domestic science teacher.
So you didn't do it?
So I didn't do it.
Oh, that's a shame.
I know. I could have been a famous chef.
You still could be a famous chef.
Nah, I don't want to be famous, really.
You just want to be quietly brilliant and inventive.
Exactly.
Oh, no.
What?
I've lost my silver crucifix.
You had it on earlier.
I know, it comes off the chain sometimes, but I usually notice it straight away.
Yeah, I'll get it.
Oh, I'll get the door.
Sorry, I forgot my keys.
Are you all right?
Is your fish out?
What is?
My divorce.
Oh, how do you feel?
Quite strange.
Yeah. Yes. Oh, we'll be here. Thank you. Bye-bye now. That was the police.
What did they say?
They found the van.
The van? Our van?
Yeah, they're bringing it round this afternoon.
Where did they find it?
Apparently it was used as a getaway car in a heist on a building society 2 days ago.
You're joking?
I'm not joking.
Why would you want a bright yellow religious getaway car?
Well, there was a kind of a theme to the robbery.
What do you mean?
All three of the robbers were dressed up as priests.
You're winding us up.
No, honestly. Well, that's what the police just said on the phone.
Bang us a mash.
Minestrone.
Bang us a mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bang us a mash. Me mother used to mic.
The van's covered in blood.
What?
It stinks of fish and chips, and it's totally covered in blood.
But I thought no one was injured.
Oh, I think they must have lied to us.
Why would they do that?
Because if we knew that somebody had died in our van, we might be afraid to drive it anymore. You know, the way that no one wants to sleep in a room where someone has died.
Oh, it does stink, doesn't it?
I told you. And look at these seats.
That's not blood, Juan Jose.
Eh? What is it?
It's tomato ketchup.
Really?
Smell it.
No, I don't want to smell it.
Couldn't you tell?
I just took a quick look and I panicked.
How's it looking?
It's not blood at all.
It's not?
No.
So we can use it for the OAP do?
Yes.
Bang us a mash.
Minestrone.
Bang us a mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bang us a mash. Me mother used to mic.
How's it going out there?
Everyone's got the main course now, and they're all saying nice things. Especially about the steak and kidney pies.
Oh, no.
What's wrong?
What if my crucifix is in the pies?
What?
Well, what if it fell in while I was making the steak and kidney?
Do you think it did?
I don't know. Well, we'll have to take the steak and kidney back and give them something else.
We haven't got anything else to give them.
And most of them will be nearly finished.
Well, what if someone chokes? What if someone chokes to death on the crucifix?
Hi. Hello, I just need to say a word or two about the steak and kidney pies. Oh, no.
I didn't save Lily.
You didn't need to save Lily.
What if Carol hadn't been there?
But she was there.
Lily would have died.
But she didn't.
No, she didn't.
Can you just lay all the dessert balls out for me?
Yeah.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I'm just feeling a bit useless.
You really don't need to.
I honestly thought my dream about the bus was a sign from God.
It probably is a sign from God.
But it's not the sign I thought it was.
What do you mean?
Well, my whole theory goes out of the window after tonight, doesn't it?
What, the theory that you're supposed to save 73 lives because in your dream there's 73 seats on a double-decker?
Yeah.
I don't think it goes entirely out the window.
But the first chance I get to save someone, I completely mess it up.
Well, that's because you didn't know how to stop someone choking.
I should have known.
Maybe you should do a first aid course.
Well, that's a good idea.
There will be other people to save.
Do you really think so?
Of course. And you know, maybe Lily wasn't even on your list in the first place.
Yeah, maybe she was on Carol's list.
I think she probably was.
At least Lily wasn't choking on my crucifix.
I'm sure your crucifix is back at ours, lying under the fridge or something.
Martina?
Yeah?
I know Lily just found your crucifix in a ham and mushroom pie.
What?
Oh, no, don't panic, she's fine. She's happy.
Happy?
Yes, she thinks she's won a special place in the heaven.
Oh.
They are nearly ready for dessert, by the way.
Jimmy?
Are they enjoying the dessert?
Yeah, they love the dessert. Have you seen Father Harry yet?
No, why?
There's been a plane crash.
When did it happen?
About 40 minutes ago.
We'll be fine, as long as he hasn't listened to the news.
And we read from pleasant Bibles that are bound in blood and skin that the wilderness is gathering all its children back again.
Oh, he's definitely listened to the news.
How are they taking it?
Oh, a couple of the old ladies have started crying. Oh, this is meant to be a party.
Hey, how good are you at this tango dancing?
What?
Could you dance for him, you and Juan Jose?
Well,
of course we could. Why did we think of that earlier?
Because I can't dance.
Of course you can.
Juan Jose, I really can't.
It'll be just like Singing in the Rain.
They don't do the tango in Singing in the Rain.
They don't?
No.
Never mind. I got a cassette in the van. I go get it.
Now, what can you wear?
What can I wear?
You can't do the tango in jeans.
I can't do the tango, full stop.
Jimmy, can you find us a tablecloth?
A tablecloth?
One with a fringe. If you can find one with a fringe.
Oh, right.
Now, what about your feet?
What about my feet?
Now, you better borrow my shoes.
I couldn't walk in those shoes.
I got the cassette.
Great.
Oh. I can't believe I'm going to do the tango in a tablecloth.
It's okay. You look very nice.
Thanks.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
We just start off really simple.
Okay.
Two steps forward, right?
Yes.
This is backward.
Mm-hmm.
I say backward again and then a quarter turn. Yes?
Yes.
Okay, wait for the music. Okay. Two steps forward, right? Two steps backward. Step backward again and then a quarter turn. Good. And again. Lean towards me.
I am leaning towards you.
What, do you need some more?
It's difficult.
Now an eight, remember?
Oh, yes.
Forward with your right foot. And pivot towards me. Bring your left foot forward in front of me. Lovely. And back. And we start again. I like the rose behind your ear.
But it's not a rose.
It's not?
But it's a carnation.
Oh.
Carol borrowed it from someone's buttonhole.
Oh, where?
No, never mind.
What?
No, forget it.
Now walk around me.
Walk around you?
Remember?
No, no.
You walk around me pivoting on the alternate feet.
In these shoes.
You remember them all?
Yes.
Oh, okay. So right foot forward, pivot to the side. Pivot behind, step to the side, and on a step forward. Ready?
Yes.
That was fantastic.
Oh, I got some of it a bit wrong.
You couldn't tell.
Well, Juan Jose covered up the mistakes pretty well.
All the same, it was impressive, wasn't it?
It was, yeah. Dead impressive. Oh,
thanks.
I'm going to start loading the van.
Juan Jose really puts his heart into it, doesn't he?
Oh, he does.
He looked like he was completely in love with you.
Well, he's a good actor. Morning.
Good morning.
You're late.
I know. My bicycle got a flat tire.
Is that true?
No, I slept in. Where's Jimmy?
He went to get some milk.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Good.
How are you?
I'm very well. Is it a really nice day outside?
It's raining.
I know, but there's a real freshness to the air.
Is there?
Didn't you think there was a freshness?
No.
Oh.
Do you want to grate some salad?
Okay. You were brilliant last night.
No, I wasn't.
You were fantastic. I was really proud of you.
I got loads of the steps wrong.
Ah, no one guessed. And that's why you were fantastic.
Thank you.
And you looked gorgeous. Hmm? I mean, you know, you look very nice.
Thank you.
I better grate some salad.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. So, this is a great machine, huh?
Yeah.
Imagine if we had to chop everything, every carrot, every tomato by hand. We'd be here all night.
Yeah, it's good we've got the machine. Can you pass me that other spoon?
I think maybe I love you.
What? I mean, what? What did you say?
I think maybe I do.
Juan Jose, what are you talking about?
I only thought it just now.
Are you joking?
No, I swear on my life.
Oh, don't swear on your life. Don't ever swear on your life.
Bang us a mash.
Minestrone.
Bang us a mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the bang us a mash. Me mother used to mind.
In Bangers and Mash, Martina was played by Catherine Harvey, Jimmy by Gerard McDermott, Juan Jose by Roger May, and Carol by Jane Whittenshaw. Bangers and Mash was written by Katie Himms and directed by Catherine Horn.
Bangers and Mash.
Minestrone.
Bangers and Mash.
Macaroni.
Give us a bash at the Bangers and Mash. Me mother used to make.